How long did you with them?
Roughly 4 weeks.
Problems quickly surfaced.
You said that the defendants were selling drugs out of their garage.
That's why I called the police on her.
Now a couple with kids are on the move.
They took our shower curtain. They took our drapes off our windows. They took everything.
We changed the locks. We were scared because her husband's threatening to kill people.
Judge Judy.
Somewhere in the middle of these two stories, there's truth.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is... Asia Fent is suing former landlord Rebecca Emerson and fiancé Tim Seidel for rent, security deposit, the return of furniture, harassment, and false charges.
Order. All rise.
Case number 143 on the calendar, the matter of Fent versus Seidel Emerson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
This case involves your request for the return of your security deposit and furniture that you allege the defendants have that belong to you. Defendants say that you moved in with no furniture, with bags of clothes and garbage bags, so that there's no furniture that belongs to you, and that you paid no security or rent. Now, how long did you live with them?
Roughly 4 weeks.
Just prior to moving in with them, with whom were you living?
I was living with my husband and my three children.
Where?
In a house that my mother and my stepfather owned and put up on the market in April of 2014.
How long had you lived there?
2 years.
And so the reason that you needed a place to live was because the house was sold?
We were living there while they were fixing it up to sell, and we had reached the end of the renovations, so it was time to put it on the market. They did not give us a time that we had to move.
You move in?
The 8th.
And you moved all your belongings in?
Yes, Your Honor.
What belongings did you move in?
We moved in with my 4-year-old's twin bed, our queen-size bed, a full-size bed, my daughter's pack and play, a crib for her, and a kitchen table, dishes.
Anything else?
No, Your Honor.
And who moved that property in from your mother's residence into the defendant's residence?
My husband and my brother.
And that was on May 8th?
Yes.
Do you have a copy of the lease that you signed?
I have a copy of what she gave me.
I'd like to see it. Is this the lease that you gave her?
We didn't give her a lease. We talked on Facebook about I have a room for rent.
Did you prepare this?
No, not at all. I have a Facebook messages. That's the only lease. We had a verbal lease that she would get on the actual lease by the 1st.
I'd like to see it.
And she's also lying about the beds and the kitchen table.
Just a second.
Sorry.
This is unsigned, and you say you did not prepare it.
I did not.
And you didn't prepare it.
She gave it to me, Your Honor.
Just answer my question.
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, it's an unsigned document. I don't know who prepared it.
Garbage. It says right on there that we provided the bed.
Shh. Who's Becca Sadi? That's you?
Huh? Yeah.
That's, yes, would be
my Facebook
answer.
Name. I'm sorry. I've changed my name on Facebook already.
Your Honor, she has numerous Facebook accounts.
I don't care. This is the conversation that she's having with you. Now, show me your bank account where you withdrew the money that you say you withdrew for the security deposit and rent.
I have a copy of the cash checked for...
I'd like to see it.
...the rent. Unfortunately, I don't have any documentation of the rest because it was cash. And when I gave her the cash, that's the document she gave me.
Well, then I want to see where you got that cash from.
I have...
Because on the 27th of April... Say, I'm going to the bank in the morning because I don't know how much money I'm going to have in the bank.
Yes, Your Honor.
In order to give it to you. This is dated May 8th. This is $600. This is your prorated rent for the month of May.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you stayed there for 4 weeks.
Yes.
Well, what money do you want back?
I want the security deposit back.
Have proof of the security deposit.
Unfortunately, I don't.
Unfortunately, you don't.
I also would like the $100 I gave her back for the utilities because she denied me utilities through the month.
Forget it. Now, let's get to the furniture. It was clear from my reading of these communications back and forth that you wanted some of her furniture.
The only item that we took was a dresser, and she
Well, you actually said a bed and a dresser. And then there was a discussion about a kitchen table, because she said to you, I have a kitchen table and chairs if you want it. If you don't want it, I'll take it out.
She did.
She took out her kitchen table.
It was her sister's.
False.
It was actually her sister's.
I don't care whose it was. You said that your kitchen table is there.
Yes, Your Honor.
Great. And
I have a, now, actually have a picture.
I'm not interested in your pictures. Now, this is your story. Your story is things didn't work out with them. There was a kerfuffle sometime about 4 weeks into your tenancy. You were complaining because you said that the defendants were selling drugs out of their garage.
I have proof of that, too.
I don't care. I wouldn't live any place where people were selling drugs out of the garage.
That's why I called the police on her.
Why didn't you move?
I gave her all my money. I didn't have any money to move.
Well,
I have the police report right here.
Just listen to me. Listen to me. You called the police. Police did, in fact, respond. To make a long story short, when the police responded, police believed the plaintiff, did not believe you, and you were excluded from your house. And they remained in the house.
That came later on.
When did that happen?
On the 10th. The 10th of June.
On the 10th of June, what happened?
I took the day off of work because they kept us up all night. Their kids were screaming and they wouldn't get up to take care of them. And everything had kind of reached a boiling point. And we were like, what are we going to do? We changed the locks. We were scared because her husband's threatening to kill people.
Well, you know, you can't do that. You can't change the locks. We only changed the top lock.
The police said we had to let them back in. We complied. And then we left on our own because they said, well, if you call us back, everybody's getting arrested and all your kids. So we're like, we don't need any trouble. We went to her grandmother's.
So you left the house. And where were they when you left the house?
At the house.
So far, is that correct? When they left the house, you were there?
I was there. My husband and children were not.
Where were they?
At the park, because I did not want them involved.
Involved in what?
I didn't want them to see the cops and everything that they had done to us. They had taken all of our belongings out of the house. They had taken all of their stuff. I did not want them to see that. They took their toys. They took our shower curtain. They took our drapes off our windows. They took everything.
Put up drapes on your windows?
Yes.
That you paid for?
Yes.
Is that correct?
No.
Nah, I don't believe that. Not in the 2 weeks that you were living there.
No, it
didn't happen.
Weeks.
Didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
Didn't happen. No. Didn't happen. Now, ultimately, there was a protective order that was issued by the police at some point, and you were told to leave the house.
Yeah, she filed a false harassment order.
How long did you remain out of the house?
11 days total. I stopped by once to get more clothes
and
things.
Just a second. 11 days in total. Mm-hmm. And during that 11-day period, they were there. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
And you called the police because they had taken your property?
Yes, Your Honor.
Your kitchen table?
Everything.
Your beds? What did they do with them?
They locked them in the garage.
And you were there for 11 days?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what kind of lock is there on the garage?
A standard lock. I'm not going to kick in the door, though, Your Honor.
I don't believe a word you're saying to me. I don't believe a word you're saying to me.
I have pictures of those items in the garage.
Listen to me. I don't believe a word you're saying to me.
Do you want to see the pictures, Your Honor?
I want to know what you were doing in the 11 days that you were in their home while they were excluded from their home.
We were looking for a place to move to.
What were you sleeping on?
The mattresses the police made them return to us.
What were you eating on?
We went and bought food and dishes at the dollar store.
The floor, that's where they were eating.
Where was their furniture?
They didn't come with any furniture.
They had been living there with a kitchen table.
I took my kitchen table because I was tired of cleaning it off and always never having dishes to feed myself or my kid, or we had to like go eat fast food because the kitchen was always nasty. Smelled like baby dirty diapers. They threw their baby diapers on the floor on the...
Listen to me as quickly as I can.
Yes.
I believe that somewhere in the middle of these two stories, there's truth. Somewhere in the middle. Now, do you have any property that belongs to the plaintiff?
When they left a couple TVs they bought at the thrift store and some things on the floor that we swept into a garbage bag, and it's in the garage right now.
Couple of TVs, and when you say a couple of things that was swept into the floor, What?
A couple of shoes, items of clothing, and basically garbage, and it's all mixed in.
What about a kitchen table?
No kitchen table.
What do you mean no
kitchen? The kitchen table was still in the garage. On Tuesday the 10th, when the police came, they made us bring the mattresses back in because it said on Facebook we would give them the mattresses, and there was nothing about the kitchen table. And also, the police officer looked at my garage and said, no, there's
no... Don't tell me what the police officer said. Is what you're telling me that they did not bring a kitchen table when they moved in on May 8th?
That is correct.
So the kitchen table that was there was yours?
Yes.
Okay. Now, mattresses, there was talk in the communication between your fiancé and the plaintiff about a bed and a dresser.
Yes.
Where was that?
When we changed the locks on them, we basically took all of our personal things out of the main level of the house because we live in the basement, and we put the kitchen table and the mattresses out in the garage. The police had us bring the mattresses back in for them, but not the kitchen table. So it's still out there right now.
The kitchen table?
Yes.
So we have a kitchen table, two TVs, and some clothing that's in the garage.
A bag of garbage, basically.
Whatever. But it's in your garage?
Yes.
Okay.
It's safe.
They abandoned it.
I didn't... Sorry. Notice how I'm not asking you.
Sorry.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You really defrauded the government. Because if you put the money in the bank, the government would have taken back the money that they spent to support you. That's if I believe your story that you gave them the money. So why would I make them give the money back to you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Asia Fences. Former landlord Rebecca Emerson and fiancé Tim Seidel owe for rent and security deposit, the return of furniture, harassment, and false charges made to CPS.
Now, you have 5 days to retrieve your property. Go there with a police officer. Thank you. That's all.
Your Honor.
That's it.
What about the CPS?
But you have 5 days to get your property. Go find another place to live.
But, Your Honor, I didn't even get a chance to talk about how they...
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She started passing out, doing drugs.
I've never passed out while my children were awake.
Locking her kids in the room.
Ever. I don't do drugs.
We couldn't even eat or, you know, use the dishes.
Because she's evil.
All the dishes were always dirty. Stuff on the floor was nasty.
Never trust anybody on Facebook.
Maybe I was naive about it because I thought she was my friend.
And now, the next case.
All parties on Quintiero versus Ujola Gallen. Step forward.
Michelle Quintiero is suing her former friend, Sarah Ujola, and her daughter, 24-year-old Noemi Galan, for stealing $5,000 she'd asked her to hold for a month.
Ms. Quintiero, this is what I gather from your case. Your husband was in this country illegally, and while he was here illegally, he was working. And while he was here illegally working, he was injured on the job. He hired a lawyer?
Yes.
And he sued his employer?
Yes.
While that lawsuit was pending, you and your husband had a physical fight, and you called the police, and you told the police that he was here illegally, and they deported him back to Mexico?
Yes.
While he was in Mexico, there was a settlement on the lawsuit, and you got $9,750.
Yes.
You didn't get it. He got it. But you were in communication with him, according to your complaint, while he was in Mexico, and he signed a power of attorney in Mexico.
Yes.
So that you could get your hands on the check, which you did. So you got this check for $9,750, and according to you, you took the check and cashed it. And then you paid some bills and bought some stuff, and you had $5,000 left over, which just so happens to be the exact amount of the limit of our court's jurisdiction. But because you didn't have a bank account, you asked your friend, this lady, if she would put the money in her bank account. But according to your complaint, because your friend was in the same situation you were, she also didn't have a bank account. So she then suggested you ask her daughter to put it in her bank account, which allegedly happened. Your husband now comes back to the United States, and you want your money, and they say you never gave him any money, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Police came over and searched every single room. I don't know why they find the money. If the money was deposited to the bank, the police took it as evidence because somebody was hurting.
What's the story about?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michelle Quiterio says former friend Sarah Ulloa stole $5,000 she was holding on her behalf.
Now, I want you to ask him what he was doing in Mexico for 2 years.
Vendía zapatos, vendía ropa.
I sold shoes and clothes.
You were a salesman.
Vendía.
Sí.
Yes.
And your back was able to support you being a salesman.
Y su espalda lo apoyaba siendo un vendedor.
Sí, porque no es cosa right. pesada.
Yes, because it's nothing heavy.
Of course it's not heavy.
Claro que no está pesado.
They have salesmen's jobs here too.
También tienen puestos de vendedores aquí.
Now, what was the date that you got the check?
October 30, 2012.
When had he been deported?
November something, 2011.
And you're here legally?
Yes, ma'am.
And you work?
I'm not working right now.
When was the last time you worked?
3 years ago.
You have children?
Yes.
How many?
Right now I have three.
And between 2011 and 2012, how did you support yourself?
I tried to take care of some kids.
Well, you didn't take care of yourself.
Well.
And two children, babysitting.
Yeah, well.
Do you get any public assistance?
Yes, I do, man.
And when you get public assistance, if you got money, public assistance would take that money.
Yes.
Like this alleged $5,000 that your husband got from his alleged back injury as a settlement.
That's correct.
So the reason you couldn't put the money in the title to take their money, children for years, now you hit the lottery, well, we want some of your money back, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're coming to court now because what you did, I'm just explaining this to you.
Yes.
This is where we're coming from. What you did was you really defrauded the government. Because if you put the money in the bank, the government would have taken back money that they spent to support you. That's if I believe your story that you gave them the money. So why would I make them give the money back to you? Even if they took it, they say they didn't take it.
It's because the money doesn't belong to me. It's my husband's money. He's asking me for the money. Now after, in December, I asked them for my money. And then she told me that they did a party in her house. Police came over and searched every single room. I don't know why they find the money. If the money was deposited to the bank, she said that she had it in the house. And the police took it as evidence because somebody was hurting. That person was to the hospital. That was she said it.
What's the story about?
We did have a party at home, and we did had an issue with one of the guys who came to the house.
What does this have to do with the money?
Don't know.
It's because the money was confiscated. She said it because the police took it because it was in the house, the money.
So she doesn't have it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. So there were several scenarios, Ms. Quintero. One is that they had the money. Because you all can't have bank accounts, because otherwise they would know that you have money and you wouldn't be getting the assistance that you're getting. So you all can't have bank accounts. So instead of keeping it in your house because you were renting a room, you gave it to her to hold on to. She held on to it in her house and it was confiscated by the police. And now you don't have your money. That's the story she tells. That's the story she told you.
Yes, she told me.
So what do you want?
Noemi, call me.
So what do you want? That's the story she told you. Is that the story you told her? You tell her that story is my question.
Well, no, because I never held her money.
I don't know whether you did or didn't. You probably did. You probably said, you're living in a room. I'll hold your money in my house.
Well, she wasn't renting a home. She was coming and going to my home. She was staying with us.
I don't care. The courts are not going to help you, Ms. Quintero. The reason you had this money at all, instead of the government having the money, is because you were hiding it from the government. That's the reason that you had this money at all.
It's because I was...
Because if you put it in the bank, they would have taken it.
I was scared because I was receiving benefits from the government because the money doesn't belong to me. The money was for my husband to bring to the country.
Your husband who was working in Mexico with his bad back.
Yeah, but...
Goodbye, Ms. Quintero. I can't help you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
Mr. McCracken took gasoline and poured it over your car. It's a bad temper.
When the gasoline episode happened, I left him.
Because he's nutty.
Judge Judy.
Her situation was bad and she took advantage of my money.
Maybe she ran out of money?
She promised me that she's gonna hold the $5,000.
Maybe she doesn't know what to do.
Now she don't wanna give me.
That's if I was holding her money, but I wasn't.
No trust no one.
But like she said, trust nobody.
There's no friends in here in this world.